जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारे, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारे, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा वन चारे, यमुना तीरा वन चारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारे, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारे, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तेरा वन चारे, यमुना तीरा वन चारे, जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदे गौर भक्त वृंद, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra Devi. Jaya Gauranita, 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 Jaya Gauranita. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Gaura Premanandi. Jaya Om Vishnupadaya Paramahamsa Parivarakracharya Astotara Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. ISKCON Founder Acharya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Shri 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 Jagannatha Baladeh Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai. Shri 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 Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Shri Radha Bala Bhagavani Ki Jai. Shri Narasingha Bhagavani Ki Jai. All glories with assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, titled Ideal Family Life, text number 27 and 28 is combined, but we'll do 27. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Atha Desan Pravakshyami. Atha Desan Pravakshyami. Dharma Dishreya Avahan.
Dharma Dishreya
Avahan.
Savai Punyatamo Desha.
Savai Punyatamo Desha. Satpatram Yatra Labhyate. Satpatram Yatra Labhyate. Atha Desan Pravakshyami. Atha Desan Pravakshyami. Dharma Dishreya Avahan.
Dharma Dishreya
Avahan. Savai Punyatamo Desha.
Savai Punyatamo
Desha. Satpatram Yatra Labhyate. Satpatram Yatra Labhyate.
Satpatram Yatra Labhyate.
Atha Desham Pravakshyami. Vakam Deham Savai Punyatamo Desha. Satpatram Yatra Labhyate.
Dharma Dishreya Avahan.
Savai punyatamo desha. Satpatram yatra labhyate. Até disso. Ata desha
pradashyami dharma visheya
sabe
punyatamo desha satpatra vyatra labhyate
ata desha pradashyami Dharma disheya avahan Savai punyatamo desha Sapatram yatra labhyate Savai punyatamo desha Satpatram yatra labhyate Word to word meaning Atha, thereafter, desan, places, pravekshyami, I shall describe, dharma adi, religious performances, etc. Shreya, auspiciousness, avahan, which can bring, sa, that, why, indeed, punyatama, the most sacred, desa, place, satpatram, a Vaishnava, yatra, wherein, labhyate, is available. Now, this is the translation for 27. Because 27 and 28, they are combined. We will also go word to word for the 28 and then we'll read the translation purport. Yeah? This is from now onwards, it is verse number 28. Bimbam, the deity in the temple. Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is the support? Yatra, where? Sarvam etat. Of this entire cosmic manifestation. Characharam, with all the moving and non-moving living entities. Yatra, wherein, ha, indeed, Brahmanakulam, association with the Brahmanas, tapa, austerities, vidya, education, daya, mercy, Anvitam, endeavored with. So, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni continued, now I shall describe the places where religious performances may be well executed. Any place where a Vaishnava is available is an excellent place for all auspicious activities. I repeat that line. Any place. Sorry, what I meant is I repeat it. Okay, you can, that's okay. We'll read that and then we'll repeat it. Any place where a Vaishnava is available is an excellent place for all auspicious activities. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is a support of this entire cosmic manifestation. With all its moving and non-moving living entities and the temple where the deity of the Lord is installed is the most sacred place. Furthermore, places where learned brahminas observe Vedic principles by means of austerity, education and mercy are also most auspicious and sacred. Okay, now we'll read the translation effectively, responsibly. Okay. Narada Muni continued, "Now I shall describe the places where religious performances may be well executed. Any place where a Vaishnava is available is an excellent place for all auspicious activities. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the support of this entire cosmic manifestation with all its moving and non-moving living entities. And the temple where the deity of the Lord is installed is a most sacred place. Furthermore, places where learned Brahmanas observe Vedic principles by means of austerity, education and mercy are also most auspicious and sacred." Purport, short one, but very effective and powerful. Let's listen attentively. In this verse, it's indicated that a Vaishnava temple where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is worshipped and where Vaishnavas are engaged in the service of the Lord is the best sacred place for performing any religious ceremonies. At the present day, especially in big cities, people live in small apartment and are not able to establish a deity or temple. Under the circumstances, therefore, the centers and the temple being established by the expanding Krishna consciousness movement are the best sacred places for performing religious ceremonies. Although people in general are no longer interested in religious ceremonies or deity worship, the Krishna conscious movement gives everyone the chance to advance in spiritual life by becoming Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadatisva Padam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So, is a test, okay? Test for you. Who is speaking this to whom? It's an open test. Yeah? Yes. Half of the question is already, Srila Prabhupada has given the translation. Yeah? Narada Muni says, Narada Muni is talking to Yudhishthira Maharaj and is describing the ideal occupational duties of a grihastha based on time, place, circumstances, which is known as Kala Desha Patra. So far, Narada Muni was explaining based on time. Now he's talking about the places. And then he'll talk about the circumstances where one can do religious ceremonies, right? Naisargagastha. Interesting enough, this purport, or even from the second canto onwards, Srila Prabhupada wrote all this purport when he was in the Western country, America. The very first canto he wrote in Srimad Bhagavatam, he wrote in India, which he brought with him. So, subsequently, all the purport he has written in the Western countries. So therefore, at that time, as you know, Krishna consciousness was flourishing. So this was one of the time, probably, you know, in 1970, 72, like that, as he was, you know, writing one canto by canto, Srila Prabhupada mentions that. See, how he could see that the Krishna conscious movement was expanding. He could see that. How the Lord was showing His mercy on him. And that is why we could see, this Srila Prabhupada says that, under the circumstances, therefore, the centers and the temple being established by expanding Krishna consciousness movement are the best sacred places for performing religious ceremonies. Okay. So the best sacred place for performing any religious sacrifices or ceremonies is the temple, where the Lord is worshipped and served. How do we understand this? Sacred place where the Lord is worshipped and served. So how do we understand this? There are so many books available in any field you go, right? Science, you know, geography, history, anything, any field you take. So many books are there. We can read all the books, yeah, whatever we like, and we can get a degree, right? Is it okay? Books are available, internets are available, yes? So, why do we need university? Why do we have to pay the professors big money? 200k, 250k. Yeah? We can read, collect information, data, and we can become a doctor or a bachelor or a master, yeah, of science. Isn't it? Why do you want university? Is university required? But we see a lot of universities in Melbourne, isn't it? So why the universities are existing? Doctor? Why the universities are existing? It is a formal qualification where there are qualified teachers to teach. There is a place for concentrated learning. You go there and you don't play games, which sometimes students do too during their break. But generally, you go to the university, the focus is to learn, because there are qualified teachers like our doctor to teach, and we learn. So it is a place of concentrated learning. And there are so many universities. Whatever degree you want, you go, you study, and a formal qualification is given to you. Doctor, master's, bachelor's, and through that you get a job. Similarly, the concentrated worship of the Supreme Lord can be done only in the temple. Although the Lord's name can be chanted anywhere and everywhere. There is no restriction, no hard and fast rule. Anyone can chant Hare Krishna mantra anywhere. That's not a problem at all. But the worship has to be done in a particular area, concentrate. Therefore we have temples. And how the temples are established? There is a process of prana pradistha. Have you heard of that? What is prana means? That means it's correct, is it? You should say that's correct. Is it mean correct or wrong? What does that sound mean? So prana pradistha. Prana means what is that? Life. Pradistha means? Establishment. So the life force. So we are giving life to the Lord. The Lord gives life to us. But we are giving life to the Lord. Life force. How that is done? Prana pradistha is a process of inviting the Lord, please come and please accept the form as Archavigraha, as a deity form. Requesting. Now, by the process of this request, the Lord accepts the invitation. See how he reciprocates. He accepts the invitation, he comes and he lives in the temple and he accepts the offering and all the services. How do we know this? Because over a period of time, we can perceive, yes, Lord is living, is reciprocating. Once upon a time, I was such and such like this. And now, slowly I'm changing. Correct? Correct? All of you got this experience? Sivya, we have this experience, right? See? Yes, Prabhu? Correct, right? So the Lord lives in the temple, he accepts the offering and all the services done by us. The Lord is there living. Come on. Radha Vallabha is living. He accepts all the services, reciprocates. And therefore, we are able to see his, perceive his presence very nicely. Yes, Prabhu, we are seeing that, how the Lord reciprocates. So that is the prana prastha. And this temple environment also gives a spiritual culture that exists in the temple. And what is the advantage of the spiritual culture? Where we get a higher happiness. You can see that relatively. Now we can go to a movie, okay? There is some happiness. Yes, Krishna, Rupa Goswami says that there are three kinds of happiness. Are you bored? Shravanam. So Rupa Goswami accepts that there are three kinds of happiness. One is a material happiness. It's there. It's not fake. It is there. The second happiness is by merging into the effulgence of the Lord. Because no more problems with the birth, death, old age, disease. The body is not there. The soul goes and merges and no more bodies. So therefore one is very happy. I do not have to come and suffer. No cholesterol problem. No high pressure. Yeah? No diabetic. Always happy. So that is second happiness. The third happiness, Rupa Goswami says, the individual soul offering devotion service to Krishna, and that is so much of happiness. The Lord reciprocates. Unlimitedly happiness. The Supreme Lord, who is a reservoir of happiness, he reciprocates with a tiny living entity. And therefore so much of happiness, and that happiness is the greatest, Rupa Goswami concludes. In Nectar of Devotion. Yeah? So, Prabhupada, elsewhere, in one of the purport, he just says this, so I just copied that line, just two lines only. Srila Prabhupada explains that deities should be decorated. It's exact Srila Prabhupada words, okay? Deity should be decorated and served, which Sevya Bhagavan is doing, so beautifully that the agitated heart of the materialistic people will become pacified and calm. See? We have seen that. Yesterday, how old is Mataji? 2.5. She wants, he or she? he, because sometimes they put a he dress for a she and she dress for a he. Children up to 5 years, it's very confusing. Yeah. Now, probably he wants to give Srimad Bhagavatam class. But because he's also simultaneously talking. So therefore, Krishna, as we saw, is a living person and he will reciprocate. Isn't it? Because as we see later in this verse, later in this lecture, that how Krishna is reciprocating. Abhay? Shravanam, yeah? That's what we are doing now, isn't it? Yeah? It's not playing, Shravanam. This class, 7:30 to 8:30, or whatever the time, is meant for Shravanam, hearing. And then you can play. Yes? Hearing. So what am I saying? Okay. So the heart will become pacified. Yesterday, when I was doing my arati, 7 o'clock, I do not know the problem. One Mataji was basically in tears. We do not know. Everyone is suffering in this material world. Yeah? We do not know the problem. But people who are in the spiritual Lord's energy, spiritual energy, they are very happy. They do not know the pain. But go and see the people suffering in the three modes. Krishna explains, you know, to Arjuna, Traigunya Vishaveda, always situated in my energy, Arjuna, then you will be peaceful, happy. But if you go outside of the three modes, oh, people are suffering. This Mataji was sitting in front of Jagannath and crying basically, you know, whatever the problem she is sharing with the Lord. And hopefully, Krishna willing, the Lord will also, you know, help her out. So what I'm saying is, people are suffering. So, that way she wanted to express was, because as Srila Prabhupada says, decorated, the deities were nicely decorated. Yeah? And the service was going on for the Lord. And so, she felt that the Lord was there. Why will you cry? If you don't cry to the stone. I don't cry in front of a stone or in front of a wall. Yeah? Because no one is seeing. This is a person. Either you, when there is a problem, you discuss with a person or you share your problem with a person. So they are treating. I was feeling that. This Mataji felt that Lord Jagannath is there existing. Please, you are the supreme authority. You can do anything and everything. And therefore, please help me in whatever way I want. Because constant tears were flowing. So she knows, we all know that the Lord is reciprocating because he's living there. Radha Ballabha is there. Okay. So, and therefore what happens? As I said, the spiritual culture gives us higher happiness. What is the result of this higher happiness? The higher happiness helps us to break free from all the desires for lower tastes. Like eating meat, drinking alcohol, gambling, illicit sex activities. It gives a higher taste, this culture of associating with the devotees, coming to the temple, hearing Bhagavatam, chanting Krishna's name, taking Krishna prasadam. All this is spiritual culture. And naturally, one feels happy, you know. You need not have to check, like this sound meter, you know. We need not have to check. How much happiness you got? 87%? You have got 27? It's obvious. When you come to Krishna, yes. Naturally, one feels happy. So, what does it mean? When the Lord is there, is present, so happy we feel, isn't it? But the moment you go outside of 197 Dank Street, we cannot promise anything. Because the three modes is very powerful. Wherever there is Krishna, there is no darkness. Yeah? Krishna, Surya, Samad, Maya, Andhakar. Where the Lord is there, there is no ignorance. But when the Lord is not there, ignorance. Because, yeah, it is how it is. How it comes, that is how it comes. When the sun comes, naturally darkness goes away. You need not have to take a broom and sweep. Darkness go away. Yeah? Brush, darkness go away. It goes away automatically. That's how it is. Krishna's name, so potent. And so, this culture helps us to break free from all these lower and materialistic pleasures we have acquired in our past births, knowingly, unknowingly, our impressions to enjoy. It goes away. Now, we have to understand the supreme and the unlimited power of Krishna. We need to know. Then only we get our faith become stronger and stronger. Okay? Now this one, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining in the second canto of the fourth chapter of the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Maharaj Parikshit asks a question. He says, "Oh Lord, Sukadeva Goswami, can you please tell me how the Lord creates, maintains and annihilates this world?" It's a very, very, very difficult question. Very, very tough question, because we are infinite. Or we are finite. We are finite. Who is infinite? Krishna. And therefore, we are Anu and the Lord is Vibhu. It's very, very difficult for a tiny individual soul to understand the supreme authority. This is something like an ant. You know the ant? An ant is trying to understand Mount Everest. Is it possible at all to understand? Mount Everest, it's very difficult to understand. So this is like us. So therefore, but Sukadeva Goswami is not on our level. He's already purified. He's already on the soul platform. He's existing as a soul. He does not have any material desires. Sukadeva Goswami. He considers that wearing a dress is itself is not important, because the body is a dress for the soul. Such high level of existence, spiritual, Sukadeva Goswami. So when he heard this question, he did not say, "Okay, I have read everything. My father told me." No, what he did. The next eight, when Maharaj Parikshit asked a question, next eight verses, he is offering obeisances to the Lord. Sukadeva Goswami. In that, we just take a few points and see what Sukadeva Goswami is glorifying the Lord. And then, next six verses, he asks for Lord's mercy. Because if someone wants to talk about the Lord, we should have the mercy of the Lord to talk. Especially for a preacher, or especially for anyone who is involved in Krishna's service, it's so imperative that one must seek blessings from the Lord to talk about the Lord. It's not that easy. How can an ant try to talk about Mount Everest? Very difficult. So therefore, by invoking auspiciousness, obeisances, and requesting mercy from the Lord, one may be able to talk. So Sukadeva Goswami, in other words, is teaching us how we as a devotee, we should also approach the Lord in a similar manner. Seeking for the Lord's blessing before we talk about Him. Because what can I talk about the Supreme Lord? What can we talk? What is His position? Okay, we will discuss some other points. Because this material world is so complex and difficult. Very, very difficult. Krishna explains that in the 14th chapter, after talking about the three modes of material nature which binds a person, he also gives a formula for the living entity to escape the three modes. He also says on the 14th chapter, then immediately the Lord, in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he talks how this material world is so difficult. He's explaining further, after giving the process, that this material world represents like an upside down banyan tree. He says, Krishna himself says, we do not know where it starts and where it ends. And therefore, the best process Krishna is advising all of us is, get out of this material world. That is the Lord's sincere request to all his devotees. Don't complicate. Get out of the eternal existence. The Lord is saying in the 15th chapter. Okay? So therefore it is so complex. And it's very difficult for us to understand. See, if someone says, why it's difficult to understand? Because if someone says, I've got $10. I've got $100. Or I've got $1,000. Even $10,000. $100,000 we can understand. But if we hear in the news that the government has got a debt of 500 billion, how many zeros are there in the 500 billion? I don't know. Very difficult to understand, isn't it? The government has got a debt and all that. How do we understand this in terms of that? So complex. Why it has happened? How they are going to do? For us, you know, day-to-day existence, $100 is too much for us. So in the same way, it's so complex material world. Everything is complex. In the absence of Krishna, it's too much. People are going away and away from reality. The reality is to know that we are the soul and to go closer to Krishna. But people are going, forgetting about the body and go away and away from Krishna. It's so scary. This process, this material world where it's going, so scary actually. Okay, first he's saying, Ukadeva Goswami is saying, in the sequence of verses, he's saying how the Lord is unlimited and inconceivably powerful. Why the Lord is unlimited? Because as Mahavishnu, universes are coming from his body. And why is inconceivable? Because the Lord enters into each universe, into each atom, into a body of every individual. He's a complete whole. The Lord, everything is present in the Lord. Nothing is separate from Krishna. That Lord is entering into the body of an individual to assist him. Because in this material world, we are born in ignorance. So this is so inconceivable to understand. And then the Lord, his material and transcendental opulence is immeasurable. Someone can say, I've got two properties in Albert Park. And if you say, what is a property worth? They'll say it's 5 million, something like that, 6 million. But do you know what is the property of Krishna? Can you measure that? Because in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord is saying, earth, water, fire, air, ether. Bhumi apo nalo vayu kam mano buddhi evacha ahankara ityam me binna prakriti astata. The 8 elements which comprises of this material world, all is my separated energy. Can I say that earth belongs to me? Water, can I say that I created the water? Earth, water, fire, air. We are breathing the air. That is created by Krishna. In the Sarga and Visarga explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarga is a primary creation, Visarga secondary creation. Brahma is unaware of doing creation. He doesn't know. Although the Supreme Lord has given him all the ingredients, he cannot do. He has to seek the Lord's mercy to create that. So everything has been created by him. And if the Lord created, maintained and destroyed, because the Lord is not only the creator, he maintains, he destroys also. If the Lord is a maintainer, creator and destroyer of this world, then he should be existing before the world was started. Isn't it? If I am there only, I can create. And the material world, we know that it's manifested and unmanifested. So during the time when it is not unmanifested, the Lord was also existing. So what was he doing? Was he looking at the time, 9 o'clock, I will create creation, 9:05, I will wind up. Is the Lord looking at the time? What was the Lord doing before the creation? Playing with his friends only. The supreme enjoyer. So he's always enjoying with his friends. He doesn't worry, oh, now what will happen? Creation. It goes automatically. Although matter comes from him, he's completely transcendental. He's got nothing to do with matter because he's completely spiritual. Transcendental form of the Lord. That is this, that's how immeasurable he is. Simply by hearing, this all given by Sukadeva Goswami is saying, simply by hearing and chanting his name, the sins are destroyed at once. So how powerful he should be. Just imagine how powerful he should be. Just by chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. All the sins are destroyed at once. And then, even people who belong to the sinful races, forget about sin. They are born in that community, like whom? Hirata, Huna, Andhra. That is, luckily Tamil Nadu is not there, Andhras. Pulinda, Yavana, and other addicted to sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord due to his supreme power. The Lord invests his name, his power in his name, and also with his devotees. And that is why they are able to preach. And that is why they can talk about the Lord and they're interested, and they can take the person closer to the Lord and they can talk about the Lord. So, by chanting, these are the races of the people, not in one birth. Every birth they are born like that, sinful, eating dog, killing animals, all these activities. For them, they come and simply chant Krishna's name, sins are destroyed. And what does he do further? The Lord awards spiritual, this is very important for us. The Lord awards spiritual intelligence to those who surrender unto him so that they can proceed without difficulty towards spiritual existence. See? Those who are interested in him, the Supreme Lord, those who want to do service to him, the Lord awards him spiritual intelligence where your life becomes easier. As long as you do not have spiritual intelligence, you're always confused. Problem in the material world. So spiritual intelligence, what is it? When we talk of spiritual intelligence, what is it? What spiritual intelligence the Lord gives? So the Lord doesn't give money? What is the spiritual intelligence? The spiritual intelligence has got three levels. Confidential, more confidential, most confidential. They're all spiritual level, discussed in Bhagavad Gita. The confidential is, you know that I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul. And therefore, your destination or your route changes. You know, or your way of thinking changes. I'm not this body. Who am I? You're a spirit soul. What is spirit soul? Spiritual. That means you're a non-matter. Then what should I do? Okay, you do non-matter jobs. Yeah? That is confidential. What is more confidential knowledge? You know you are a soul, but you know that there is a soul higher than you. There is a super soul. There is a person above you. He is a supreme soul. And that is more confidential knowledge. What is the most confidential knowledge? You are a soul. Now you know that there is a supreme soul. The most confidential knowledge is engage in his service. That is the highest intelligence. Yes? Engage in his service. That is the most confidential knowledge. Surrender unto Krishna. So that's what Krishna expects from all of us. He expects because of his power. Supreme. We are not surrendering to a low class, you know, fool. Yes? We should be transcendently proud. Supreme authority we are surrendering. How happy we should be to surrender to Krishna. So in that way, we should surrender. And how do the Lord reciprocates? It said that, right? When the, after installing Prana Pradistha, the Lord lives there and accepts a service, right? And then the Lord reciprocates. How does he reciprocate with us? The Lord reciprocates based on our desires in three ways. This is again disclosed by Srila Prabhupada in the purport to 16 or 17. I can't remember exactly. One of the purport. Srila Prabhupada explains this. So what I am telling is not my concoction. Okay? It is given by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. So the Lord reciprocates in three ways. So important for us. It's so important that we should know about the Lord. How he is inclined towards the devotees. How he is reciprocating. How he accepts a service. So important. Because he is after all a person. Supremely transcendental person. Unlimitedly powerful. Anything and everything he can do. For his devotees. Okay. First thing. How is he going to reciprocate with us? One. For a pious person. Yeah. Who is following Vedas. Religious principles. The Lord protects him. And awards whatever the good benefits, rewards he has accumulated. The Lord is giving him. How do we know that? We know from 7th chapter, the Lord says, four kinds of people who are pious, yeah, they will surrender to me. Because they're surrendering, coming to Krishna, Krishna protects them. It's a duty of the Lord to protect anyone who comes from for his shelter, to his shelter. Whoever comes and surrenders to him, it becomes the Lord's duty to protect that person. The Lord doesn't abandon. Even once we come to Krishna and leave him, the Lord protects us. So powerful he is. And then, what is the person who do not follow Vedas, who are impious person, what do Krishna do? Krishna punishes through his agents. Whatever agents. Okay? And then Krishna corrects them. He not only leaves, he corrects through his agents. And necessary punishment is also given. So that the person doesn't repeat it. So this is for the impious persons. These two categories, the first two categories, both are within the three modes. Within this material world. They're following Vedas. After all, Vedas is within the three modes. Yeah? But for the person who's above the three modes, who are transcendentalists, who are devotees of Krishna, what do Krishna, how does he reciprocate? He reciprocates in a different manner. See how partial the Lord is? Yeah? Now, the transcendentalist Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explains that there are two kinds of transcendentalists. Do you know what are the two kinds of transcendentalists? One is a impersonalist and the other one is a personalist. The impersonalist we call them as Brahmavadi, and the personalist we call as Premavadi. Love, out of love is approaching. So this Brahmavadi, he does not believe in the Lord's existence, or perhaps his knowledge is limited. He thinks the Lord is only light. He does not have knowledge. So we can't blame him. So for him, the Lord awards liberation and tries to, based on his desire, the Lord absorbs him in his Brahma Jyoti. That's what they want. So the Lord reciprocates. Nothing wrong with the Lord. He absorbs into the Brahma Jyoti. For the devotee who is engaged in the Lord's personal service, who loves the Lord, who wants to constantly serve the Lord, who wants to preach the message of the Lord, for them, the Lord takes him back to his abode and wants to keep him. That is what the Lord does. He wants to do, I believe. He takes him back into the abode to reciprocate. He doesn't want him in the material world. If you like something, right, in the shop, what do? They'll say, how much is that? $100. How much I've got? $10. Okay, wait, I'll get $100 and get that product. Immediately we get the product. Wait, let me draw the money. Same. Why not Lord? So when the Lord loves the devotees, but we should be in a position that the Lord loves us. So when the Lord loves the devotee, then he takes him back to his abode. That's what the Lord does. So this is how the Lord reciprocates. Now, when there are so many temples of worship, why did our founder Acharya start one more temple at that time in Vrindavan? Vrindavan, we have got about 5,000 temples. Over 5,000 temples, only for the worship of Krishna. Wherever you say Krishna, Krishna, that is what it Vrindavan. You have to only think of Krishna. How in the Western country, when you come, dollar, money, money, you know, like that. When you go to Vrindavan, Krishna, 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 you cannot but think of Krishna. So, why did Srila Prabhupada start one more temple? When there is 5,000 temple, why he wants 501 temple? Can we not renovate and do another temple and carry on? Because related to temple worship, and Srila Prabhupada is saying that Krishna conscious movement is expanding. So why not? We talk about that. Why did he build another temple? Krishna Balaram Mandir, Lord Srila Prabhupada built. When did he build it? Which year? 1975. He built it. And at that time, you have still not answered. All of you have not answered my question. But I'll give some time. When this temple, Prana Pradistha for Krishna Balaram Mandir, was being done, Srila Prabhupada invited all the local Brahmins. Why? He says everywhere in all the purport that Hare Krishna Mantra Sankirta Yajna is the most powerful in Kali Yuga. But he invited all the Brahmins, local Brahmins. Why? Correct. Srila Prabhupada is so intelligent, so intelligent. I tell you, my goodness, can't even. All Krishna's intelligence, Srila Prabhupada got. So intelligent. He does not want later on people to have any aversion. Oh, this temple, only they installed through chanting of Hare Krishna. Maybe it's powerful, maybe it's not powerful. So he invited all the local Brahmins, all the rituals, all the saints and all that. And they did all big rituals. Although it's not required. Chanting of Hare Krishna before any ritual, during the ritual, after the ritual is more than enough. You don't need anything, especially installation. But Srila Prabhupada did that. To set an example, okay? Now people, all of them have got a regard. Oh, it has been, Srila Prabhupada, you know, the guru of ISKCON has established temple based on all the religious principles, okay? Then it is good, you know, like that. Then what is the reason? Why did he establish a Krishna Mandir temple? Okay, before that I'll give you one more hint, okay? Let us see whether you're able to answer. I think in around 2000 or whatever maybe, in my native, I went to one of the Krishna temple. I think that was in Bangalore, later in Bangalore. Yeah. One Krishna temple was there. I went, darshan. Everyone were like this, no smile. Then we, you know, in ISKCON we smile, you know. We talk during Bhagavatam class, yeah? All we do. Correct, no? Abhay? But there, no Bhagavatam class. All were. When someone comes, they look at the new people like that, all this. And there was a Krishna, they were doing Abhishek. This you know, priest came, you know, at 7:30 only. I was waiting. He came and all that. He put all the water, Tulasi, Abhishek, Lord, and all that. And then I was watching. Anyway, the Lord, you know, Lord is there, Pranaprastha, he is there. Doesn't matter whether Srimad Bhagavatam class is there or not. Lord is there. Then after that, I looked at all the places, you know. You are curious to know. A ISKCON devotee is always very curious to know how this place is different from our place. So as I was walking and all that, parikrama was there, all good. And then in one corner in the temple, there was a glass cage. You know the glass cage? A big shelf with glass, you know. Like I see in the old, sometimes the movies, they have Kohinoor diamond. You know, lock and key. When someone touches, like our hundi. Yeah? I saw that. I was inquisitive, curious to know what is that inside that cage, inside that glass cage, which is locked. Some of the people are looking and going, well, let me also look. There's something there. I looked at it. They kept Bhagavad Gita open one chapter, one two page like this. Like this. Bhagavad Gita, they kept it open. Big Bhagavad Gita. You don't need glasses. That is a good thing they've done. In the glass, you know, the big, like a table, shelf, and the book is open, and it is completely sealed. And I saw Bhagavad Gita. But that knowledge was closed and sealed. Now, why did Srila Prabhupada start Krishna Balaram Mandir? To hear and to chant Krishna's name. When I went to the temple, I had the chanting bead, I forgot chanting. Really, I'm saying, I had a chanting bead, I forgot, you know, because all these people, I was not motivated. That was the situation. No one was chanting. And there was no board like Maha Mantra. Nothing was there. I stopped chanting only, because I was not motivated. And then all this I saw, and then slowly I understood, yes, how in our temple, people may come with different, you know, problems and all that. They may be upset or whatever may be, mind is disturbed. When they come, they hear chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then slowly they become happy. Then after hearing Krishna, after seeing this Lord beautifully decorated, Srila Prabhupada says, all the anarthas will go away. And then they are purified. Then after hearing Krishna's pastime, so happy they feel. Then after going and taking prasadam, finished. They don't want to leave Krishna. Yes, that is what happens. Rupa Goswami says, Nectar of Devotion, if you really want to if you do not want to enjoy any material opulences, please don't go and see Krishna, you know. It's a problem. If you see Krishna, it's a problem. You will not lose taste for material things. Gradually, this is a problem, huh? Mind you, all of you. Still you want to come? You lose taste for material things. But still do you want to come? But the Lord gives a higher taste. He doesn't take away the lower taste. Okay, get out. No, He gives a higher taste, and therefore one is satisfied. That's what the Lord does. So therefore very easy to trade off. When a child wants to go to the school, he has to leave his playing propensity, proclivity. He has to leave to go to the higher taste. When a person wants to change a job, one job to another job, there should be higher taste. How much money I'm getting? This job is giving me 80K. The other job is giving me 100K. So I choose the 100K because of higher taste. And therefore, if someone wants to come to Krishna, they have to leave the lower taste of this material existence. And which Krishna gives. That is why he awards spiritual intelligence. And it becomes easy for the devotees to go back. There's no dilemma. Oh, what should I do? No. Path is very clear. Yes. You know, I'm going to buy a ticket. I'm going to Goloka Vrindavan. Path is very clear. So this is the reason, Prabhu. Mataji, this is the reason. Prabhupada wanted in Vrindavan to chant Krishna's name, to talk about Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, I do not know. I don't want to talk. They may not be a big discussion about, you know, Krishna. There may not be. In Vrindavan, only seeing Krishna, worshipping and going away. But the Prabhupada wanted this process, and therefore, the movement is expanding. Srila Prabhupada says, if you don't preach, if you don't chant in the temple, if you don't preach, the temple will be closed. Like COVID. Remember COVID? When I used to come for the COVID, I am the single man doing arati. And Srila Prabhupada is watching. No one else is there. One man. It is so boring actually without devotees. So, that is what it is. So that is the reason. Okay? Then reciprocation. I just want to share a small thought which I had with His Grace Burjana Prabhu. In 2009, when my mother passed away, I came via Calcutta, and while going, I wanted to go through Vrindavan. And then after finishing the rituals of my mother, I went to Vrindavan. I stayed only for 3 days because of the circumstances. At the time, first day, I went to Krishna Balaram Mandir. I could not see Burujana Prabhu. Second day, I could not see. Third day, I was thinking, I'm going. I have not seen Burujana Prabhu. And then, you will not believe, at that time, Burujana Prabhu is walking. Immediately, I fell at his feet. He said, come. He's a good friend and also a Siksha Guru for me. So Burujana Prabhu, I told him, oh, he said, I know that a lot of distress. He said, go to Gaurnithai, cry, pour your heart. I will wait here, he said. I went just for a few minutes. What realization I've got with Gaurnithai, not like Burujana Prabhu. I went, you know, just a few minutes and I came back. No, this is not enough. Go back again. At that mood that I did not have that mood. Now I'm not saying I have it now, but a little bit it's better. But those days, you know, what can I reciprocate with? How can I talk to the Lord like that? I was a little bit immature in that sense. He said, no, pour out your feeling, talk. The Lord will help you like that. So much of faith and reciprocation these advanced devotees have, you know. So difficult to comprehend for me at that time. Reciprocate the Lord. Go and cry or talk in front of the Lord. The Lord will reciprocate. So now because it's appropriate, you know, we can understand, yes, the Lord will reciprocate. He is watching, looking at you. That takes some time to understand, you know. Not, it doesn't come off immediately.
Yeah.
And then, why this temple? Our 197, why that is so special? There is 195 Dank Street. There is 199 Dank Street. That is also built of brick. Yeah. They also use cement. This is not made up of Chintamani. Although in one sense you can say it has become spiritual. Yeah? Oh, I already gave the answer. Eh? Why it was built? It was built with the stone, you know, cement and all that. But 195 is not spiritual. 199 is not spiritual. 197 is spiritual in the material world. How come? Yes, because anything we use in Krishna's service becomes spiritual. Srila Prabhupada gives a very famous example. What is that he gives? Microphone. Very famous one. Iron rod. An iron rod, if it is placed in the fire, sooner or later, the iron rod will just become like a fire. It's no longer an iron rod. It becomes a fire. It can burn things. So we, although we have got this body, but if we use in Krishna's service, which is completely beyond the three modes, transcendental, then slowly we become pure. Gradually and slowly we'll become pure. Slowly, you have to mind that. Not immediately. Immediately that iron rod doesn't become. Gradually. So therefore we should continue to come and continue to do service to Krishna, and therefore this change happens. Okay. Then finally, one small pastime. Very small pastime. Not taking much time. Because this is talking about devotees and reciprocation, right? So let us talk very small example with our one of a great, great acharyas. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Sanatana Goswami, do you know that he also had a deity? And do you know that Sanatana Goswami always changed one tree every day night? In spite of that, they had deity, you know. We have a house, we are thinking, should we bring the deity? Is it worth it? Oh, too much effort, no? But Sanatana Goswami was changing trees because they are not attached to anything material. Completely spiritual. Devotion in renunciation. Very high level. What we are doing is devotion in opulence, enjoyment. Okay? There's a lot of difference, sir. The great acharyas, they did devotion in renunciation. That means nothing attached to themselves. Only pleasing Lord. Very, very high level. Very, very high level. Okay. So, Sanatana Goswami had a day. He used to change the tree every day because he doesn't want to get attached to anything material. And he had a deity. What is the name of the deity? Are you becoming Narasingha Dev or what? You're lifting your lips and all that. What is the name of the deity of Sanatana Goswami? You're coming for Bhagavatam class every day. Abhay? Anyone? Madan Mohan. See? Your mom has to come to your rescue. Madan Mohan deity. So what Sanatana Goswami cannot afford, right? What he used to do is, not like our Radha Ballabha. Our Radha Ballabha is used to high worship, which is practiced by Kurma Prabhu. He wants ghee there. So Radha Ballabha checks everything. Ghee is there. If ghee is not there, he's not very happy. You know, fried in ghee and all that. Very opulent. Now Sanatana Goswami is a mendicant. How can he afford like Radha Ballabha ghee? So he used to make chapati dough. And half fried or something, half cooked, baked, whatever may be, without any salt, offered to Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan was eating. Then he said, Sanatana, what is this? The Lord is talking. What is this, Sanatana? You giving me chapatis, not even properly cooked. At least okay. Put some salt and give me. Imagine, Radha Ballabha has never spoken like that to us. But we don't know, we are not on that level anyway. So Sanatana Goswami, the Lord was reciprocating with him. Then, you know what Sanatana Goswami said? He said, "Hey Lord, can you keep quiet? Today you are asking salt, tomorrow you say ghee, another day you say sabji, in that you keep on increasing. I cannot afford this. If you want to eat this, otherwise it's okay. I stop, you know." Then Madan Mohan said, "Okay Sanatana, do whatever you want. I'll take it like that." And then the Lord arranged for a big merchant to come and build a very opulent temple for Madan Mohan, and he gave a lot of salt also. From that, how the Lord reciprocates with a devotee, see? With a transcendental devotee, he reciprocates transcendently. Yeah? And for everyone, he wanted the temple to be built. Madan Mohan temple, so huge, it is so beautiful. And that's built by a big merchant. He came and all that, that's a big story. That's all. And then, finally concluding, this is a very, 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 very good thing. Burijana Prabhu was personally discussing this. That, you know, in our form, when we talk and all that, he said, Burijana Prabhu has a friend, a Christian friend. Very important, please listen. Burijana Prabhu has a Christian friend, or a friend who is a priest in the church. Do you know that? Sivya knows everything, I think. Burijana Prabhu has a Christian friend who is a priest, Catholic priest in a church. That Catholic priest used to come to Burijana Prabhu and tell him, "Oh, Burijana," because they are friends, "I like your Krishna consciousness very much." Burijana Prabhu said, "Why? What is special in Krishna consciousness?" He said, "In your Krishna consciousness, I love you touch the Lord. You give him bath. You apply scents. You put in a new clothes for him. You garland him. You do arati, which we never come across in Christianity. We do not know this process. I love that. And therefore, he is chanting." At that time, Burijana Prabhu said 8 rounds. Who knows? He might be initiated also. Many years back. At that time, because of his constant love for Krishna, he was chanting rounds. And still he is doing a priest job in Catholic Church. What do you think of that? This is an attraction for Krishna. Krishna's name. Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, attraction. Yeah? So, he, how lucky we are, right? So all of us should become Brahmin and touch Radha Ballabha's lotus feet. I've told this to many devotees. "Prabhu, I want to ask you a question." I asked many Brahminas. "When we go into the altar, I always touch, not in front of everyone, when we close the door, I always touch the lotus feet of our dear Radha Ballabha. And to my surprise, always." You agree with me, I know, once we discuss. "That Radha Ballabha's lotus feet is really lotus only. Have you got that experience? You will not believe. That is why you should all become Brahmana, go and see, touch it. If you touch Radha Ballabha's feet, no? It is so soft. Our Radha Ballabha. You felt it? If you do not know, next time do that, yeah? But not in front of everyone. So soft it is. His soul, feet is so soft." Okay. So, that's all it is. So, we'll stop here. Thank you very much for your patience. So, if there is any quick comments, questions, this quick one, we'll have it. Bhakta Mike. transcendental mic.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned on the temple we naturally get happiness by serving the Lord and His devotees. So Prabhu, I like to ask, like when we serve the devotees, we serve them so that when they are happy, Krishna can be happy, and then after that we can get the mercy. So is that, would that be my selfishness, or is that okay, like to feel or think like that?
When it comes to serving Krishna, that is love, no? That's not selfishness. Chaitanya Charitamrita gives a definition. Atmendriya Preeti is Kama. Krishnendriya Preeti is Prema. Anything you do for Krishna is Prema. It's not selfish. Even though you have a selfish desire to chant 80 rounds today, you have a selfish desire that I want to sell 80 books today, 80 sets of Bhagavatam, still it is prema. Anything for Krishna is completely beyond the three modes. And we should have that greed. Rupa Goswami says, lovliyam, okay? Greediness to serve Krishna. That is the only qualification for a devotee. I want more services. Can you give me? Like that. Yeah? So all good. Anything, Krishna is all good. Because he's all good personality of God. Yeah? Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
So we'll stop here, Prabhu. Gantara Srimad Bhagavadam ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Nithai Gaura Prema Nande.
Haribo.
That's all right. What's his name, Prabhu?
Yoga.
That's okay, Prabhu.
Shake him.
Light, perfect. என்னமோ பண்றாங்க ஒரே ஒரு புத்திசாலி.
ஆமா பிரபு,
ஏன்னா உங்களை மாதிரி யங் இல்லையா, ஓல்ட் ஏஜ்.
உங்களை விட ஒரு 50 வயசு பெரிய
Thank you. Ah. ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತ ಪದಕಮಲ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಸಜೀವ ಶಾಕ್ತೈತ ಸಾವಧೂತ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪದಾಂ ಸಾಧನ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ದಾಧಾನ್ ಶಿವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೆ ಹರಿ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ ರಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ಹರಿ ಹರೆ ಜಯ
Thank you. Thank you.
Dashamati Nandana Brajabada Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Dashamati Nandana Brajabada Nagara Gokula Ranjana Dashamati Nandana Brajabada Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Gopi Parana Dhana Parana Dhana Madana Manahara Kaliya Damana Vidhana Dashamati Nandana Brajabada Nagara Dashamati Nandana Brajabada Nagara Nandana Gopi Parana Dhana Gopi Parana Dhana Madana Manahara Kaliya Damana Vidhana Dashamati Nandana Brajabada Nagara Dashamati Nandana Brajabada Brajajana Parana Vasudha Purnasana Nandaka Dhana Rathamala ಸಮತಿ ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಬ್ರಜ ನಾಗರ ಸಮತಿ ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಬ್ರಜ ನಾಗರ ಗೋಕುಲ ನಂದನ ಸಮತಿ ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಬ್ರಜ ನಾಗರ ಗೋಕುಲ ರಂಜನ ರಾಮ ನತ ಸರ ರಾಮ ನತ ಸರ